Hey, how are you doing? Hey, it's all one word. Audio Boo Central tonight, this, isn't it? It's only about half an hour since I've recorded the last Audio Boo. But I'm out with my dog, Molly, and something is really winding me up at the minute. Solstice Park Services, which is not far from Stonehenge. It's on a 303. It has just had a new McDonald's built. Get that, yeah! Freaking dog. I'll come on to why I've done that and say, get out of it! It's had a new McDonald's built, and the McDonald's has been absolutely jam-packed every minute of the day since its inception. Only a month ago. Molly, off the road. Well done, dickhead. It's a freaking 30 mile an hour zone. Some lunatic's just gone past down this little... Oh, Christ almighty. It's a tiny little road that I'm on, and he's just done about 60 miles an hour going past. Oh. Pardon me for that. Please excuse me. This is one of the points of my audio boo. Anyway, so since then, there's been no end of McDonald's, you know, wrappers and boxes and cartons and things like that, just strewn all over the place. You know, people leave and they just hide their rubbish out the car window. It winds me up. So now here I've got somebody who's... This has just happened. They've chucked all the rubbish out of the car. And I can tell that because of the drinks carton. The drinks carton has spilled like half the content out, and it's making its way to the drain. So it's just happened just before I've walked across the road. Bar stewards. Come on, Molly. What I can't understand is everybody's gone mad for McDonald's. When at Solstice Park Services, you've got a KFC and a Pizza Hut. And then actually down at Countess Roundabout, which is about half a mile further down towards Stonehenge, west on the 303, there's a Burger King. But it's just McDonald's wrappers everywhere. People just don't care. You know, last night we came away from Phil's Village and travelling southbound on the A43. The road was... there was a diversion in the road. All of a sudden the 43 just stopped. And it says you need to turn around and go back the way you've come and go down the A422, I think it might have been. I don't know, I was driving, I wasn't navigating. So, we stopped to buy a cup of coffee from the garage. Next to the garage was a McDonald's. The McDonald's was absolutely heaving. Now, admittedly, probably half the clientele at that time were there only because of the diversion. There was a lot of confused people. There was a lot of people who were blocking the entrance to the services. Phil, it was the services with the McDonald's and the BP garage on the right-hand side. You probably know the area. And the rubbish was just strewn all over the place. It was just ridiculous. You know, the people were hauling the rubbish out the car windows whilst we were sat there, and the bin was like 4 metres from where they were. I hate that. It's one of my pet hates. I'm not in a whingy mood tonight, by the way. I'm not in a whingy mood at all. But I just hate that, you know. I've probably got that Wiltshire attitude. Wiltshire is, if you've never been to Wiltshire, it's a very beautiful place. It's very, very, very rural. Lots of beautiful houses and cottages, lovely quaint little villages and towns, you know, thatched roofs and, you know, whitewashed walls of the cottages, you know, very picturesque, lots of weeping willows and a beautiful place, beautiful county. But the people come here because they're quite wealthy and they come here to retire, basically. It's a very wealthy county, very conservative county, I would say, as in Tory conservative. And, you know, it's probably really only in the cities of Wiltshire. There's not many cities in Wiltshire, actually. Salisbury, Devizes. That's probably about it, to be honest. But you know what I mean. You just get this nucleus of bloody poo heads that just... Oh, God. Is this me? Is this Victor Meldrew coming out of me? Mark, please help, Mark. I don't know. But there you go. I mean, a freaking BMW 316 whizzing past me about 60 mile an hour, which... Oh, I think they need to be punished. Punished with a big stick with some barbed wire wrapped around the end. Yeah. It's... Oh. Don't worry, I'm not that violent. Just a quick update, actually. I'm catching up as best I can on Audio Booze. I've had an extremely busy 3 days, really. A bit of a busy weekend. And as many of you know, I listen to Audio Booze in the morning when I get up and I'm faffing... getting the kids ready and ironing and feeding dogs and cats and you know and listen to Audio Booze like now. Oh, two helicopters. You should be able to hear that. I'm recording on Bostock Studio, so it's a bit more sensitive than recording into Audio Boo, the Audio Boo app. And I'm quite happy now that I've discovered fairly recently, about a month or 6 weeks ago, Boo Mail. So I'm happy. Just got to make sure my boos are under 27 megs, which is under 20 minutes, I think. Anyway, I digress. So been really, really busy. Left on Monday afternoon and we stayed in Lincoln on Monday night. Business in Lincoln on Tuesday... which we were there for at least 5 hours longer than we should have been, which kind of paid me off because I was hoping to be home for about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we got home at 11 o'clock at night. Albeit we did have about an hour-ish with Phil Sorrell, who I was really, really pleased to see again. Phil Sorrell is a top bloke. He's such a really nice guy. You know, it's... I did that Audio Boo before about meeting Phil for the first time. In the flesh, meeting him. And it's really bizarre because... you kind of just sink into... I've never met the guy before. I don't really know what he's like. He doesn't know what I'm like, really, in a grand scheme of things. You know, we just... You know, we talk about things on Audio Boo and we're listeners, and so you get a feel for a person's lifestyle and their pattern of life and whatnot. But we haven't really met, you know, we don't know each other. And I'm saying we, not just me and Phil, or Phil and I, but all of the people who I listen to and listen to me on Audio Boo. But we kind of just slipped into it. It was... I felt as though I knew him, I had known him for a long, long time. It's good. It's good. I like what Audio Boo's done. So, I've got a lot more people to meet, and I did say, did I not, in December, stroke January, whenever it was, that one of my aims for this year was to meet as many people as I could, and holy cow, the revelation as I was sat in the pub with Phil, last night that I get a text message from Dean Reed. And Dean's going places, is Dean. With Peak Roots. Is it peakroots.com? DeanReed.net, peakroots.com, am I right? Or is it the other way around? That's bad, I should know that. That's embarrassing. That Dean has now managed to get some time off, switch his shift around to. I'm stealing his thunder. I'm not gonna say Dean. Dean is for you to say, but I'm really chuffed that you know what Dean has done. It's not my thunder to steal, so I'm not gonna say it. I'll let Dean do that if he wants to. If he doesn't, then he doesn't. That's Dean's story to tell. So there was some good news. You'll all be on a Dean now, won't you? Audio Boo and Twitter going, Dean, what's the thing? What's the thing that Rick was talking about? So, yeah. I'm not even going to hint. It's not my story to tell. It's Dean's story to tell. He can talk about that if he wants to. And then we left at 7:30 this morning to go to somewhere in Dorset. To go and see somebody, and we were there for about bloody at least 3 hours longer than we should have been. And the reason why I say these things is because my team are very lacking in experience, and so I'm having to go out to monitor them at the moment. And certainly today and yesterday, if I didn't go there to monitor them, the job wouldn't have been done properly. So, and certainly yesterday it wasn't done properly. I wasn't very happy. But anyway, that's by the by. So I'm quite tired. Quite tired as we speak. Because a lot of concentration over the past 2 days, driving back last night and getting up early doors, getting up at flipping 6:15 this morning to be picked up to go. It was only an hour down the road, but it was a quite complicated task that we had to do today with someone who was initially quite complicated to deal with. But anyway, that's by the by. I'll tell you all about it in my memoirs. So, I don't know what's going to happen for the next couple of days, but my two daughters, Tamara and Jessica, they go to cheerleading. And so, on Saturday, their cheerleading troop, I don't know what they're called, they're performing at Salisbury Football Club ground just before the Salisbury V, whoever, I don't know who they're playing. I don't follow football. But the thing about it is, yeah, they're gonna perform in front of however many hundreds of people, I don't know. I mean, not them alone, but the whole cheerleading group thing. And then we are permitted to stay and watch a football match for free, which is all kind of part of the deal, or perks of them, you know, doing the cheerleading. Sorry, I'm looking around at the ground. I'm on top of this big mound. I don't exactly know what it's for, but there's been some kind of articulated vehicle has driven up onto it. It's a bit naughty. I do not follow football whatsoever. None whatsoever. When I was a small boy, I used to follow Newcastle United, obviously, because that was the team closest to where I lived. They were very, very good in the league at the time. But I have no interest in football whatsoever. But this will be my first football match, like professional football players match ever that I've been to, so I'm actually quite looking forward to it, to be honest. Kidderminster. Salisbury v Kidderminster. So Kidderminster is a Black Country area, is it? Is that Adrian's neck of the woods, I think? Well, near there, at least. Near Adrian and me, if my geography is correct. Yeah, so that's that. Next weekend, so Friday the 4th, I travel up to Northumberland, back to my home county, and I'm going to take part in a thing called the Allendale Challenge, which is a 26.5 mile yomp around Lord Allendale's estate, and a bit on the Pennine Way. Was it Cheviot Way? Can't remember. So that should be fun. Oh, my dad has... my dad's broken his wrist. I don't know why I've done an audio bit about this. My dad's 67 years old. He's a self-employed painter and decorator. And, you know, he's semi-retired. Well, he retired and then came out of retirement because he couldn't afford it. He needed more pennies, which is ridiculous. In this day and age, you know, he's worked since he was 15 years old as a painter and decorator. He's 67 and he can't afford to put his feet up because his pension doesn't even pay the flipping rent on the house. So it's just stupid. But anyway, by the way, he's broken his wrist. And so I was hoping that he would, and he did agree, that he would chaperone me. He would drive me to Allendale early doors on a Saturday and then pick me up. Invariably, I'd be quite tired. But it's only 26 miles, it's not that far. I don't exactly know how long it's going to take me. I haven't really done much research, but I kind of know the ground. And I think it's going to be a bit... yeah, I'm laughing now. I'm laughing now, but I'm pretty sure I won't be laughing then. So I bought my train tickets a couple of months ago, actually. And so I'll have to drive myself there because I need to be there. I need to be there at 7:30 in the morning. It's only about 11 miles away from where my parents live. And then back down here on a Sunday. And then 2 weeks after that. Wait, Molly. 2 weeks after that, we're off to the very beautiful Lake District. And we're going to do Scarfell Pike. Thank you to everyone who has sponsored my daughter. If you didn't know, the reason why we're going to do Scarfell Pike is my daughter, who is 8 years old tomorrow, she wants to climb the three peaks, three highest peaks in Britain. And last year we did Snowdon. We're going to do Scarfell Pike on Good Friday, which is Friday the 18th of April this year. And probably... Ah, yeah, got some more news. But probably... might even do it in August now. In the school holidays, we're going to go and do Ben Nevis. I've had some news today that I probably won't be moving. Wait, Molly. Probably won't be moving in July now. I'll probably be staying here. Am I happy about that? Oh, I think I'm going to quite a good job. Contract renewed, different department, same organisation, same location, so do I get paid more? I don't know. Probably, probably £200 more a year. I think that's my pay rise, something like that, I don't know. Oh, actually, yeah. Oh, probably somewhere in the region of that. Oh, God. Bloody hive of activity. I have quite... Right, this is a little slip road. This is a little kind of link road. Here's another wagon. I wonder if the traffic's been diverted. There's never this amount of traffic. Never. I wonder if there's a road closed down the bottom end, as we say. Okay, so here it comes. It's going a bit quick. Big wagon. So that's that. It's really, really cool tonight as I walk the Molster. Bloody hell. What is going on? Something's got to have happened. Something must have happened for this amount of traffic to come down here. Hey, get out of there. Oh, get this. You know, I was talking about my dog acting really weird. Well, it looks as though she's coming in, or is in season. Or coming in, yeah, in season now. Her attitude's improved a bit. Don't even think about it. She was going for those chips on the road. Now that I've turned round. Our attitude's improved a bit, but those who own girly doggies, they know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so now she's not scatty. I think I'll have to get a neutered though. It's going to cost me about $1 million. When we got her and took her to the vet for the first time, they said, do you want to get a neutered? Well, we can book her in for next week. It'll only cost you 180 quid. But if you wait any amount of time and she goes over 10 kilograms in weight, it'll cost you 290 quid or something freaking ridiculous like that. I didn't have two brass tacks to rub together. I just bloody spent a fortune on her. I said, no, I'll wait. Well, actually, there was a bit of thinking behind it because a few people who own bitches, female dogs, had said that let her have at least one season before you get her neutered. The vet said it didn't matter, but they prefer to do it as soon as possible. But, well, whatever. She's had two seasons now. Come on, don't even think of... Don't eat that. Bad for you. Yes, that's that. Anyway, I'm rambling on now. So, with my numb right hand holding this iPhone, I'm wearing a thermal t-shirt, a kind of fleece pullover thing, that black one I was wearing the other night, Phil. And also my down jacket. So I'm nice and warm around my body, but my head's cold. I'm not wearing a hat, which is silly, and I think I'm getting a cold. So I bid you, with my numb right hand, a very good evening. And I hope whatever you're doing, you're having a nice time, a relaxing time, a thoughtful time. Looking forward to the weekend. And... not quite. Oh, ND. Right, I'm away. Ta-da.
All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.